Hello, everyone. Tracy here, your resident business rebel, and you're listening to Digital Business Your Way podcast, the show that lets true stories and insider secrets of online entrepreneur life unfold. Our business world is growing, and as an online business coach and digital product creator, I believe you didn't become an entrepreneur to grin and bear your way through business. So I'll be your guide as we drop in on coaching calls, have intimate sit-downs with online personalities you love, and discuss ideas, opportunities, and strategies circulating our online world. So pop in your earbuds, tap follow, and join me as I demystify this thing called business. Hello, hello, and welcome back to our space for breaking down what's really going on in business, right? Not just the shiny surface level stuff, but the sneaky hidden places where momentum crawls away to die. Yeah. And today we are diving into one of the sneakiest of traps that's been haunting online business for, I don't know, like 30 years. The pressure to tell your lowest point story. Because here's the belief that's been hammered into us, into the industry. If you want to sell, you've got to share your rock bottom. That's how you build trust. That's how people connect. That's how they buy. And I get why that can sound right, especially when a big name from a stage are using words like trust, connect, and buy. But you've also been in enough rooms, heard enough sob stories, and I've coached enough entrepreneurs who hate this advice. And you know that not every story builds trust. A lot of them, especially with audiences that have high skepticism, it actually backfires. So if you've ever cringed your way through somebody's, I lived in a shack and now I make millions, follow my exact process and you will too, sort of speech, or if you've ever felt ashamed because you don't have a trauma dump of your own, well, this episode's for you. And I'll say honestly, this advice was one that surprised me when I moved into the digital space. But as I kept hearing people saying, share these stories, connect, make them buy, I quickly recognized it from the infomercials that I'd watch as a kid in the 90s. You know, you've heard, share your lowest point. It makes you relatable. And what they mean by that is that we've been there too. And wow, if they can do it, I can too, because my life isn't that bad. It's supposed to make you trustworthy. It helps people buy. And you've heard me say before many times that know and like is the marketing anchors and trust is where the sales come in, right? But what follows with this type of advice and the way these stories are taught to be shared, it's often like on one of the same great hit loops. I was living here and now I make millions kind of arc. And I maxed out all my credit cards and had $200 in the bank. And then my miracle breakthrough happened, which of course you can buy too. And the classic, I was shocked, baffled that nobody was around to help rescue me. So I had to pull myself up by the ropes, right? And sitting in the audience, you've plastered on polite smiles. You maybe even clapped and you thought like, wow, this was inspiring whenever it's one of the first times you've heard it. But that inspiration spark quickly fades, which, by the way, is why the advice is to give people a time crunch to buy. Those two get paired together. But by the time you have heard these kinds of stories from like four other people and you start to be like, wait a minute, this is a pattern. I've heard this before, right? Your insides start to scream, oh God, not this again. And instead of being inspired, even briefly, you're left with that sticky cocktail of guilt and doubt. Like, am I just too jaded to not find this moving? Does it mean something's wrong with me if I'm not inspired? Should I be clapping harder or crying harder? I guess I'm just supposed to buy harder, right? But that feeling, that's your personal red flag. That's that warning of misaligned values, the internal dissonance. When your head nods yes, but your gut says no, it means the story isn't landing in the way it was intended, right? And if you've ever felt that as an audience member, well, you can bet that your humans have felt it too when it was used in your marketing or your sales pitches. Now, I'll say maybe you don't resonate with those stories for a different reason, right? Maybe you've had what the internet would call a charmed life. Well, there's no shame in that either. You can still sell successfully and connect deeply without needing a story that requires you to belt out, "The sun will come out tomorrow," like Annie, right? Because the point is that your story doesn't have to be emotionally dramatic to be powerful. And here's the thing. The problem isn't that these stories aren't true. Most of the time they are. After all, not everyone who's followed that advice is a swindler, right? You know them, yourself, your friends, your peers. That's what I mean by it wasn't the intention, okay? The problem is how the stories are used. Not that they're said at all, but it's how they're used. They get treated like emotional currency, where the teller is saying, "I give you my most vulnerable moment. Now give me your attention, your admiration, your money." And that's what makes it feel manipulative. Not what is being shared, but how the share is being used, right? Do you feel that difference? Because when it's being treated as emotional currency, it's no longer about the audience. It's all about triggering reciprocity. So it's transactional, not relational. And your audience will feel that, even if they can't articulate what that thing is, right? So I'll give you an example. There's a digital entrepreneur that I know. I mean, I've even bought from them. But what I've noticed is they tell the exact same heart-wrenching story to every audience, every stage, every masterclass, every sales page, in order to try to connect one of their main points and to try to illustrate one of their main points. But here's the kicker. They even tell the same story inside their own containers, like to people who've already bought, right? You're already a client. And this was actually the point when I started to notice the most. After a while, it just makes the speaker seem one-dimensional, right? Like that story is all they've got. There's no other way to make connection and to grow deeper together or to illustrate a point. So instead of deepening trust, it actually flattens it. Instead of showing their growth, it makes them look stuck or lack experience. And here's the reframe. Not every story builds trust. Some actually erode it. So we have the intention behind it, right? The accidental using it as emotional currency. But we also have the issue of picking the right story itself. And here's the part that often brings up so much relief when I share this with clients is that you don't have to share your lowest point to sell successfully with stories. All right. I mean, I had a client who was absolutely mortified at the idea of sharing her worst moment story. And she even said, like, you know, "Tracy, I can't. I would rather disappear than put that on the internet if that's what it requires to make more money than just forget it." I mean, damn, right? To feel that? Because she was labeling herself as unwilling, she spent years thinking she was unable. Unable to get to the next revenue level. Unable to connect deeply. Unable to grow the way she wanted. So she equated the "I won't" with "I can't." And that belief is what actually kept her stuck, right? But the truth is, you don't have to trauma dump to connect. You don't have to expose your deepest pain to build trust. Instead, use stories that are relevant, contextual, and of course, real. But relevant and contextual for the audience and for the offer that's in front of you. So let me give you a couple real-world examples of stories that work. Not because they're dramatic, but because they're relatable. Yeah, and bonus points if you can send me a message and tell me if you've heard who shared these before. But here's the first one. "Have a look at my first course. Honestly, it sucked. I've redone the same course 4 times since then, using thousands of pieces of different feedback. That's why I know it works now and why you see what you see today. Because, yeah, that awkward couch potato, that's me, pre-glam squad, trying to look like I belong. What a far cry from what you see now. Do you hear the difference in that one? And then here's a second one. When I started my YouTube channel, I was scrappy and alone. To make my videos better, I was convinced I had to have a green screen and that would change everything. But I couldn't afford one. So I grabbed a green bed sheet from Target and played Weather Anchor in my living room. It was ridiculous, but it was a start. Do you feel the difference there? Those stories don't manipulate. They don't demand reciprocity. They just connect. They say, this is what it looks like to put in the reps. If I can grow from here, so can you. Which is true aspiration. That's what builds trust. That lands in the gut as a yes, not a no. And that's what lets the audience choose what they want to do for reciprocity. Follow you, buy from you, join you, see you again, right? So here's the filter that I give my clients and you. Next time you're about to share a story, ask yourself, am I sharing this for me or for them? Am I trying to cement some cred or reflect what they're going through? Will this help them see themselves in my process? Because if it's for them, they will feel it and they'll trust you more for it. Whenever you want an assist with that filter, well, that's the kind of thing that I love working on in reset sessions. Because sometimes what kept you stuck, it's not a lack of strategy or an offer or a funnel. It's the belief that you have to do something that doesn't feel good, like sharing your story when you don't want to share, or forcing yourself into a sales style that makes your skin crawl. In reset sessions, you bring me one hot topic, something that's kept you frozen, stuck, overthinking, or just in the drudge. And together, in a focused conversation, we get you unstuck so you can move again. That's the whole point of a reset, right? Clarity, but fast. So if this one has landed for you, if you're realizing you've been holding yourself back because you thought you had to do something, you had to sell in this certain way, well, let's reset that together. The reset session link is in the show notes. Now, here's your takeaway for today. Not every story builds trust. Some stories actually backfire, and some ways of using them end up being transactional, overconnecting. You don't need to drag your audience through your worst day to connect. You don't need to trauma dump to sell. Connection beats manipulation every single time. Yeah? If you've been stuck because you thought you had to tell this rock bottom sob story, take this as your permission slip to opt out. You don't. Your process, your growth, your real behind the scenes, that is enough. That is so, so enough. And your audience will trust you more for it. Until next time, be well and have some fun. Thank you for joining me here on Digital Business Your Way. Be sure to check out the show notes for all the links mentioned today. And while you're there, I'd love for you to rate and review the show. And if you have a topic or question you want me to answer, I want to hear it. Head to tracypatterson.com/AMA and ask me anything about business. If I don't know it, I'll bring it up with one of my guests. And until next week, be well and have some fun.